Regina Thomas Hour is host of MAGRAX Mama Gina School of Womanly Arts, and Dr. Ian Turner is a sex therapist and co-host of Discovery Health. Good morning to both of you.
Hey.
First of all, you had a watch. That push-up guy only went 45 seconds.
Well, maybe he had a maximum amount he was supposed to do.
I got you. Okay, I just
want to know if he's single, because some woman could ask him out.
Would you want to ask
while
him?
While he's doing push-ups,
I say yes. You know, I'm single now, and I just say yes to everything.
You say yes to everything. Good to know. All right. So, Gina, what's the origins of Sadie Hawkins?
Okay, started with Little Abner comic strip, Al Capp, right, in the 1930s, and it took the country by storm. She was the first feminist, and now, of course, she is the patron saint of Mama Gina's School of Womanly Arts here in New York City. Mm-hmm. And there's school dances where girls can ask the boys to dance. Mm-hmm. But originally, it was any guy who was caught by a woman had to marry her.
Wow. Okay, so we've come a long way since then. In our society, it's usually the guy who asks the woman out. Yes. Are we seeing it change in that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think especially with the proliferation of online dating, there are so many singles out there. And, you know, today women, when they're online, they can wink at a guy. They can put a guy in a hot list. I mean, you know, it's post-Sex in the City. It's the age of, third wave feminism. And I think many guys welcome women asking them out.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't think women realize it. We feel pressure, too.
Oh, totally.
Well, I think it's so frightening to be a guy, because you're expected to ask her out, take the rejection, pay for her date, and then, of course, be psychic and read her mind and to deliver her everything that she wants. And I think if we take a little guesswork out of it and we say, hey, you are so cute. Would you go out with me? Oh, it would be fantastic.
But what about the flip side of it, which is not so nice, the rejection part of that? What if a guy says no?
Well, listen, I don't think it's always about coming out and saying, will you go out with me? I think it's about being willing to start an interesting conversation with a guy, whether it's at a bookstore, online, in a movie theater, at a cafe. And if you start an interesting conversation, the rejection isn't as significant. I think it's also about not personalizing and making it about you as much as about the situation, you know? And there's always going to be situations where you get rejected.
And I think as a woman, if you go out with your great wing women, you know, at my school, I have sister goddesses and a gang of women.
You got a posse.
Oh, yes.
You got a posse. You've got some do's and don'ts here. Uh-huh. You say ask them out in person or on the phone.
Absolutely, because you do not want any evidence. You don't want any hard evidence via email or text of your efforts, especially if they combust.
Do some research. Know his interests.
Absolutely, because if you go up to a guy, and even if you're at a sports bar, and you say, hey, I have no interest in sports, but you're cute.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a start. Yeah. It's a beginning. And I have so many tips on my television show at MAGRAX, you know, of ways to actually seduce a guy. You don't want to be aggressive. You want to be attractive. You want him to be drawn to you because of the fabulous, gorgeous woman that you are.
You say don't go on a group date. Go on a one-on-one date.
Yeah, because you want to get to know the guy. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be stuck in a movie for 2 hours. And please, above all things, do not invite him to a wedding.
That's terrible. I think it's also, again, just being willing to start an interesting conversation with a guy somewhere and putting
yourself out there. Even a not interesting conversation would work.
No, I think you should always be as compelling, as an interesting, as fascinating as possible.
We've got a few don'ts.
Women are fascinating.
We've got some don'ts here. Don't be nervous. Don't be vague. Mm-hmm. Don't be aggressive. Yes. Which seems almost an oxymoron, because you're kind of being a little aggressive asking them out.
I think you're being attractive and seductive. Mm-hmm. Because aggressive is frightening. That's what hockey players do and football players.
And the last one, don't get frustrated. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that if you go for it and he doesn't get the hint, just go for it again, especially if he's cute and adorable. Don't be fazed if he doesn't catch on at first.
If at first you don't succeed, try again. All right. Well, Mama Gina Thomas Hour and Ian Kernan, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.